Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Erure umbami, erure umbami, erure umbami, erure umbami. Oba to fidi aye so leo. Erure umbami, erure umbami, erure umbami, erure umbami, erure umbami. Oba to fidi aye so leo. Erure. That's why we praise your name, for you are Lord. That's why we praise your name, for you are Lord. Oh, you are lifted up. Let your glory fill this temple. That's why we praise your name, for you are Lord. Father, we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Thank you for your ever-abiding presence. Thank you for the assurance we have in you. And thank you for faith, never failing. We magnify your name. We glorify you. Let your name be exalted in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is good. Hallelujah. Amen. He's good all the time. You know, I have here titled, what I prepared is what are you saying to yourself? Amen. And I took that from Matthew chapter 9. And it's the same thing about the woman with the issue of blood. Amen. And so it tells me one thing, that there's something for us in this particular story. Hallelujah. Amen. Because when I was preparing for service, it kept coming to me, what are you saying to yourself? The woman with the issue of blood kept saying, if I could touch the hem of his garment. Hallelujah. And then I was like, why would she want to touch the hem of his garment? It must be that some things have been mentioned about him that she latched onto, or she has seen him do certain things that she latched onto. Amen. Hallelujah. And so those things that she saw or she heard had become part of her. So much that in her own situation, she was just like, let me get close enough to touch the hem of his garment and I'll be healed. What we say to ourselves matters a lot. Hallelujah. And where we get what we say to ourselves also matters. Amen. So you say the right things, you get the right results. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's why, I mean, mothers, we keep telling parents, mothers, watch what you say to your children. Because it sticks. And then they keep playing it back. You know, they keep playing it back. And then it becomes either a good thing or it becomes a problem. But more often than not, we end up saying the wrong things. Okay? And then we get the wrong results. Hallelujah. And why do we do those things? I mean, why do we believe so much in the wrong things and we keep doing them? And when we have the right things to follow, we always find it difficult to follow the right things. Amen. Hallelujah. For instance, everybody believes in technology. Everybody has faith in technology. I mean, we think it's our right to go out there, start that generator, and it won't supply electricity. Why? We say that's what generators are meant to do. All right? But certain things must happen before the generator can supply power. So the man by the generator makes sure there's water, engine oil, and then there's fuel. And then he can crank the engine and expect it to come alive. And if it does not come alive, so ordinarily, it does not go near that generator believing it will not going to come alive when it starts it. Ordinarily, that's the natural realm that man walks in. So because you've seen it over and over again, you so much believe it and be like, this thing was designed to work this way and it has to work that way. And you find out that in every area of life, man just believes in the natural more than in the spiritual. It's just so obvious that we expect that when we get into a car, you start it and it must go. And then it's only when it does not work that we begin to say, so what's happening? There's something wrong. Hallelujah. And it's the same way when we come to the scripture or to our life. It's the same thing that ought always to happen. That we should expect things to work for us and things to happen for us so long as we do the things that have been asked to do. Amen. Hallelujah. So long we follow the word of God and the prescription as it is in the Bible. It takes two to tango. So it takes you and I to follow the scriptures word for word, okay? And then to expect there is things that the scripture says we expect. And we always have to put it first. Hallelujah. Amen. We always have to put it first. Okay? So we don't get caught up with if we pray and we don't get an answer, what comes first to your mind? Some people just give up. I can't go to that generator and start it and it's not going to work. And I believe that this generator is done for. It's not ever going to do anything. And I walk away from it. No. I'm going to keep at it. I'm going to try to figure out which one of the components is not doing what it's supposed to do. And then you set it right. If it's not going to start, you'll be like, maybe it's the battery. You get another battery. But oftentimes we give up. So if it doesn't work the first time, then people just throw their arms in and say, this thing never works. Hallelujah. People just throw their arms up in the air and be like, I've done it over and over again. It doesn't work. You need to watch children when they play games. Okay? When they play games. I didn't play as much games as they play now. But it's amazing when these children play games. They play the first round, the second one, but they have a target. So they don't make it. They keep playing and playing and playing and playing. I mean, like, you've been at this thing for the past 5-6 hours. What exactly are you looking for? He says, I have a goal. So if he plays for the first two sessions, okay, probably his target is to be able to fly, really. Just let me take that as an example. And then he happens to be able to fly. Then he's going to also go to another level and say, I want to be able to do this. And then he begins to look at what other thing can this character do that I'm supposed to be able to do. Okay? So let me take it to myself. When I started playing FIFA, which one did you start with? We started with FIFA 15. Is this 16? 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. I think it's 15 that we started, FIFA 15. So if you get to my house, you find FIFA 15, 16, 17, 18. And then I think we stopped at 19. So this is a waste of money. Hallelujah. But when we started playing, it was about, let's just play and enjoy football. Okay? And then you move the player, move everybody. And then after a while, we discover that there are moves, there are dribbles. Okay, so you go back, you master those dribbles, and then you come back to play. And then you see that, this guy can dribble, he can flip the ball, and then you have to run, you know. So there are some people you don't want to play with. But that's the power of your persistence, because you keep getting better at it. And so when you get better at what you are doing, okay, you so much have that confidence, okay, to face anybody. You won't believe it. It was Dr. Kulaja we started playing FIFA 15 together. And then he'll beat me. I was like, this boy is too, he's not supposed to be beating me. He can't even tell a full team in a football match, how come he's going to be doing this? So I go back. I'm telling you, these things happen. And that's the way all of us do it. Okay? And when it comes to the scripture, we, like Setman always says, we serve ourselves cold snack. And then we give up and say, no, I mean, there's nothing working. Say, I've tried praying, I've been praying.
Everybody does everything over and over again. Hallelujah. But nobody ever walks out of this life and says he gives up. At least all of us are here. Amen. Hallelujah. So when we pick the scripture and we read the scriptures and things apply to us in the scripture, okay, we need to look at it very well and stay at it and say, for it to be here in the scripture, then it works. Hallelujah. Amen. So Matthew chapter 9 verses 20 to 22. It says, and suddenly a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years came from behind, okay, and touched the hem of his garment. For she said to herself, if only I may touch his garment, I shall be made well. But Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, be of good cheer, daughter, your faith has made you well. And the woman was made well from that hour. Hallelujah. Amen. It says, suddenly, okay, she came from behind. It's a deliberate action. She came from behind. Of course, there was a crowd. Hallelujah. And then it was far away. But what she was saying in her heart or in her mind or to herself, anyhow you say it, sometimes you talk to yourself, you don't open your mouth. Sometimes you talk to yourself and you're like, Anna, pray. And then your mouth moves like that. And then sometimes you talk and you're very audible. Okay. So she was talking to herself. It could be in her mind. It could be. But whichever way it was, she was speaking to herself. And she was speaking so that she can get something for the King of Kings. Hallelujah. From Jesus. She wanted to be healed. Amen. She said, if only I may touch his garment, I shall be made well. An encounter with Jesus does not leave us the same way before that encounter. Hallelujah. So you are not going to have an encounter with him by accident. You are going to have an encounter with him because it is deliberate. Amen. Because if he says it's by accident, you are not going to know that you had an encounter with him. You are not going to be able to say this is ground state and this is your excited state after the event. Because you are just there. Okay? It's like, how do I describe it now? But I hope you get what I'm saying. If there is no expectation, okay, you are not going to see that you have received anything. So if you have an expectation, be very sure that you are going to receive. Why? Because if there's no expectation, you are not going to receive. So if there's an expectation, why do you expect to walk away empty-handed? That's what that woman did. She had an expectation. If I touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made well. And she was. And she was made well. Hallelujah. Not because of only the healing power of Christ. But Christ says, your faith has made you well. Hallelujah. Amen. In Mark chapter 11, from verses 22 to 25, the Bible says, Jesus answered, Mark 11, from 22 to 25. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that the Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. Amen. Hallelujah. He says, therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Amen. So it's just like when you want to crank the engine of a car or a generator. You're going to look like there's water in place. Hallelujah. There's engine oil in place and there's fuel, either diesel or petrol in place. That's what he's saying. He says, whatever things you ask when you pray, okay, believe that you receive. Okay, so believe, water, you receive, Okay? So those things must be present for you to have that tangible result. Believe that you receive them and you will have them. Believe and then you will receive them. Amen. Hallelujah. Never do come before the Lord without an expectation. Amen. He's the King of Kings. All things are ready. All things have been made ready. But if there is no expectation, there cannot be any manifestation. Amen. The woman with the issue of blood, she had a thought process. And she must have understood that he is capable of healing. And of course, she will have spent a lot of money, a lot of things will have been done. Just imagine that in our age, present age and time, when someone is ill, how he goes to the hospital, he runs tests, he will do this. And then she had this for 12 years. She couldn't have been sitting idle, hoping one day that Jesus will walk by and then she will run to him. No. She will have had other things that she was doing that was not bringing results. Hallelujah. And that's what Setman was saying during that testimony. The first things first. When we place the first things first, then every other thing follows. So when we know that we have a God that can heal and does heal, hallelujah, and that this is what he thrives in, this is what he delights in, okay, that his people prosper body, soul, and spirit, then that's where we ought to start life from. Amen. I said one thing. I said, what you say to yourself matters a lot. But the things you say to yourself, where you pick the things you say to yourself from, also matters a lot. So if you keep living in fear, then there's going to be a problem. If you keep feeding yourself with fear, then there's going to be a problem, because everything you speak will be fear. Hallelujah. Amen. So oftentimes people don't take me serious because I always joke. Okay? I always joke. And the reason why I joke is because I block off every other thing. Hallelujah. Some weeks back, we were in the hospital and the doctor was running. So he was running tests, was querying and asking questions. And I mean, his reaction was a bit worrisome. So, you have this one. This one. And I was like, what's wrong with this guy? And I kept quiet because I was observing. I was observing the doctor and the patient. What's wrong? Why is this guy? That's it. And that's the problem. So I came out of my shell. And so when he was making his I was just joking fun. Okay? Because I know that a merry soul works like medicine. Hallelujah. But if you feel that heart with fear, what will happen is that it will crumble even before anything was done. So the man looked at me. He said, why are you making fun of the patient? I said, I'm not making fun. But you can see that the patient is smiling. And he looked at me again. And then he said, I see what you are doing. Then he changed. And then the two of us made a combination. And then everything he was talking about, we found something to cause there to be laughter. Okay? Someone that he changed his mind at a point and said, okay, I'm just going to tell you to come back in 2 weeks' time and I'm not going to give you anything. So, no, don't let me do that. Let me give you this so that you feel fine and you'll be able to do whatever you need to do, and then you come back in 2 weeks' time. And I smiled. That was what I wanted. Because you cannot feel somebody with fear and then expect the person to come back to you in 2 weeks' time. It will degrade. Amen. Hallelujah. I've seen it. I saw 3 years ago, I saw my mom came to me and said, she's not feeling fine. She came to check on me and I was not feeling fine. And I said, I'm not feeling fine. And I said, what's wrong? And she said, this is wrong. I said, no, that can't happen. And then she went back home, and then in three days, she gave me a call. And this thing has worsened. And I knew that where the problem came from. It was the fear that caused the problem. And he aggravated it. And from that day that she said it has worsened, till I saw her, I couldn't believe it was the same person I saw that I was seeing. Like, this is not going to happen. Amen. What you feed yourself with and what you say to yourself. You know, these days, in this age and time, I mean, our devices are very ready tools, either to increase your faith or to deflate it. So when they tell you something, you quickly go and search and say on Google. So what is it? What is it? You won't search. Many people will not search what the word says about it. Hallelujah. Many people will not run to the author of their faith to be like, I mean, this thing is contrary to the fact that by your stripes I'm healed. Hallelujah. It is contrary to what your word tells me, that it says that you are the good shepherd. Amen. They're just going to find out more about the problem, and then you are not an authority in that field. And there's a lot of gibberish on the internet. I mean, it looks well constructed, okay? But when people that have the knowledge begin to break it down, you'll be like, so why am I reading it? Okay? So why do you go to the things that will confuse you and not stay with the simple English that says you are healed? I don't know. I mean, it's difficult to understand it, you know? It's like when someone asks you for something and say, okay, I'll give it to you. And then the person comes back again asking for the same thing. I said, but I said I'll give it to you. And then the conversation comes a third time asking for the same thing. I'm going to be like, you know what? I'm not giving you again. And when you say I'm not giving you again, it begins to say, I'm sorry. So why did you not take the first, I'll give it to you and be patient? We lack that patience and that discipline when it comes to the word of God. And it's discipline. All the stories in the scripture, they were written for our good, for our own learning. Hallelujah. And like I will always say, our lives also are to be lessons for other people. Amen. Hallelujah. In Philippians 4 verse 8, it says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue and if anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Hallelujah. Amen. He says, whatever things are true, okay, so there will be things that are not true. He says, whatever things are noble, so there will be things that are not noble. He says, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, so there will be things that are not pure. Okay, life is about a choice. I've placed before you life and death. Now choose. Hallelujah. So in the midst of everything you are going through, or in the midst of who you are, or whatever you say you are doing, there's always a choice factor. And you choose. You choose. You know, why do you think some people ever remain positive no matter the situation? Because they made a choice. They made a choice that these things will not determine the state or the condition of my inside. Hallelujah. Nothing. It's a choice thing. So, I remembered something. You know, when we pan the camera, okay, when we are recording service, we are always like, oh, why is this person moving up and down? Oh, why is this person moving up and down? And then when we change condition, so if I'm the one at the camera and Roy Emi here, why are you moving up and down? And then we change condition. I also will do the same thing. Okay, hallelujah. But if I have an injury on my foot that impairs walking, do you know that I'll stay here? I'll stay here. And I'll say everything I want to say. And everybody will be blessed without moving up and down. Okay? And nothing will be different, even if I move up and down. But something has compelled me to stay in this condition. Okay? Why? I do not want pain, to feel any pain that is caused by that impairment. All right. So it's about choice. If there's nothing that is going to give me any impairment, I'm just going to be free. I'm just going to do things the way I want to do it. Okay? Even while I'm ministering. Hallelujah. So I'm saying that this is the way I like doing things. It's not so. It is because you have chosen to do that thing that way. Because if circumstances change with you, you will not do that thing that way anymore. You will do it in a way to suit your circumstance. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So if you are a driver that is always having road rage, and you scream in the car. Let me use myself as an example. I don't scream when I'm driving. No, I don't do that. Okay, let me use myself as an example. So, assuming that when I'm on the road, I shout. If my father-in-law is in the car, I will shout. Why? Because I don't want to give him a wrong impression. So why not just kukuma, just assume all the time that he's there so that you can behave properly? No, I'm trying to show you that these are choice things. So that you're well behaved is not a matter of it's me. It's a choice thing. So if you will believe, okay, it's a choice. You should meditate. It says whatever things are pure, whatever things are noble, whatever things are right, okay, whatever things are lovely, those are the things you should meditate upon. Hallelujah. Is it that there are not things that are unjust? No. Is it that things that are not wrong? No. He's saying that these are the things that will bring the right result or bring you into the right frame of mind for you to see what God will have you do. Hallelujah. Because the other things will only bring fear, and they will take you away from God's plan. In the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 1. We're going to read verse 8. It says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. Look at it. It says, this book of the law shall not depart from where? So, where do you place the book when you are reading it? When you put a book in your mouth, I'm asking you now, don't put a book in your mouth. Put a book in your hand, or you place it on the table, and then you read it. And then it says what? It says, but you shall meditate in it day and night. That book in your mouth, you are reciting it. That's what it means. So this book will not depart from your mouth. She kept saying to herself, if I may but hold the hem of his garment. Okay? The Bible says that this book shall not depart from your mouth. I said, what you say to yourself is very important. And the Bible is telling you where you will get what you say to yourself. Hallelujah. It says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you meditate in it day and night, and you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. Hallelujah. Amen. Success of any man is all round. Hallelujah. Is in all facets of life. That's where you have good success. He says you will make your way prosperous. Hallelujah. But it comes with what you say to yourself, so that what you say to yourself also plays a lot of role in the things that you believe. If you believe it, you will say it. Hallelujah. Amen. And once you say it, you will see it come to pass. That's what Mark chapter 11 was telling us. Say, when you pray, believe and you receive. So if you believe it, you will receive it. When you believe it, you begin to say it. Hallelujah. But what you say, let it come from the depth of the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Mary, the mother of Jesus, it says in Luke chapter 1, verse 38, she said, behold, the maid servant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed. Hallelujah. Let it be to me according to your word. She had nothing to wrestle about. Is it that she's not intelligent? Well, of course, you'll be intelligent. Hallelujah. So why did she query everything? And put question mark like we always do. Why is it only me? Why me? Why me? Why me? Why me? Why me? Hallelujah. Amen. But it says you count it all joy. Amen. When you face diverse different kinds of temptation. Why? Because these things that come your way, you are well able to overcome it. So when it comes, what I always do is that, so there's a way out. So what's the way out? That's all. So when I see it, You know, it's not that I suddenly have always realized that there's a way out. But over time, I've looked at these issues. I've said that there's always a way out, just like the Bible says. It says you are well able to overcome. So you don't stare at the problem. Okay? You don't stare at it. For the victory, why Christ said you should say to this mountain, hallelujah. You speak to it. But you cannot speak empty words. Amen. You cannot speak empty words. You have to issue the faith command for things to happen. Hallelujah. And with faith, your faith is stirred up by the association that you keep and the things that you do. Hallelujah. So what do you do in your spare time? You know, what do you do when you're alone? So do you do a lot of digging deep in the word? Or you're just there and you're on YouTube or TikTok? Which other one? Or the 6-hour outage? I'm sure some people's life must have been very miserable. when WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram went down. I saw people must have been very... Somebody sent a video of herself. She just sat down and was looking. I couldn't do anything again. And that was a good time for her to pray. Hallelujah. That was a good time to go and do something that this distraction has been taken away. You know? Amen. For me, I didn't feel anything. It was my own. There's no WhatsApp. The only thing I know is that there were people that were trying to reach me, they will not be able to reach me. But when things are important, I've always said it, those platforms are not useful. When things are important, if you send me a WhatsApp when something is important, I will probably not open it at night. But when things are important, you carry your phone and you place a call. Hallelujah. Even if you send SMS, I take it that it's not important. If it's important, then it's very critical. I need an answer now. I'm going to take my phone and I'm going to place a call. That I need an answer now. If I send SMS, you know what they're saying? It's an SMS. Number one, it may not deliver. Number two, the person may have blocked SMSs from his phone. So you are going to assume that the person received the SMS. And then you are going to be fuming in your seat. You say, I sent SMS. He did not reply. If you call somebody and he answers the phone, you can hold him for anything he says on the phone. Say, I told him I wanted this. And then he said, no. So that's fine. But you send SMS and then you are thinking in your mind that he has read it and refused to reply you. You know, all those people on WhatsApp, I love those people that do privacy. You know, those that you know that they have read it, that you have read it. Because when I read it, they don't expect me to reply. That's why it's on privacy. Because I've read it, I just keep quiet. When I'm ready, I'll reply it. So, but if I see double blue, I will reply. Say, this person will be like, which man has read it? Hallelujah. Amen. But I'm saying that the things that we feed our heart with are very important. It says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. So it's words that we speak with our mouth. Hallelujah. So the book is filled with words that, and it says we should meditate on these things. Hallelujah. Day in, day out. Amen. So what's your meditation filled with? It's what you meditate upon that comes to play. That's what we see. So if there's a crisis, what comes out of you? When there's a pressure, what comes out of you is what is on the inside of you. So if you want to push pressure, when pressure pushes you, your response speaks volumes of what you hold there. Hallelujah. Amen. Let the word of God dwell richly in you. If you will build up your faith, the things we say, the testimonies will help you, but you also need to help yourself. It's not about what the next person is doing. It's about you and what you are doing with God. Amen. I mean, the woman that she said, the Bible says she suddenly came from behind. Now, it's going to take a lot of effort to suddenly come from behind with a crowd. She's going to pull some people out of the way. She's going to step on people's toes. Hallelujah. But that was not going to be a problem. That was not going to deter her. She needed to get to that target. Hallelujah. And what was driving her is the things that she knows that she can get once she gets to the target. And those things don't just drop like that. It has to come from a relationship or an encounter with what Christ had done before or what you know about him. And then don't become a stalemate in God's word. Yes, I know he will do it. No, don't become a satellite in God's word. You have to, it's just like the day, like it says, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. They are new every morning. Same thing with you, same thing with the scriptures. Let it be that each time you read the scripture, it comes alive. So you pray, and you pray that what you are reading, I mean, you don't take it for granted. Yes, now, it's the story of the woman of issue of blood. Yes, you know it's 12 years. You will not get anything out of it. It's a thought process. And whatever you begin to play in your mind is going to bring a result. The result you get is dependent on what you have been listening to or what you have been meditating upon. Amen. Meditate upon the word of God. That's the difference. Okay? When people make fun or make just our what we believe in, that's not your problem. Amen. Blind Bartimaeus, when he was shouting, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me," people told him to shut up. They were criticizing him. "What's wrong with you? Can you not see that? This blind man, what's wrong? Can you not see that there are other dignitaries around him?" They kept shut up. And then when Jesus stopped and said, "Please call him," they were the same set of people. Say, "That college," have you called that exactly? It was the same set of people. So if you begin to take them into cognizance, you will never move. And just like the speck in somebody's eyes and the log in your own eyes, let it be that your own development and your faith is the log in your eye that you are bothered about to remove. Amen. Because you will not be able to help the person that has the speck if you cannot see. Hallelujah. So your life is in your hands. It's not in my hands. Hallelujah. It's not in anybody's hands. Even in God's hands, it's not there. Because God has done everything he will do. He says he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So it's left for you to see it. It's left for you to walk with it. It's left for you to acknowledge it. If you do not acknowledge it, you walk away from it. Amen. And what of other people? No, other people is not your business. Other people is not your business. I do not know the condition of other people's heart. And I don't know what state that they relate with God with. That's why I said there are conditions to fulfill for you to crank an engine. There are conditions to fulfill for you to get answered prayers. He says you pray, number one, you believe, number two, and then you receive. So those things, the conditions of your own environment that you should be bothered about. If at all you want to bother about another person, tell the person about those conditions that bring about the result. Don't say, "But this person was doing it and he didn't see any result." How are you sure he was doing it the right way? You know when people sit behind the vehicle and they're moving the vehicle, are you sure that he's pressing the right thing when you're seeing the vehicle move? And then suddenly it's somebody, "But he pressed the brake." How did you know he pressed the brake? He's the only person that can tell you whether he pressed the brake or not. And say, "The brake light came on." In this Nigeria, some people's reverse light is brake light. It's true. So don't ever use somebody else as a yardstick. You are the yardstick. You are the one, and if you be true to your conscience, you are the yardstick. Amen. So if you be true to yourself, look at yourself and deal with yourself. If you and I will deal with ourselves, amen, you'll see that this faith work will be very amazing. We'll be seeing results left, right, center, and we'll just be in awe of God. But if you begin to point out, you say, "But that person came last week or sick. So which I can't be sick." No, 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 no. Life is not about that. It's about you and God. Okay? So get the right things into you. Fill your heart with the right words and with the scriptures. Amen. And then you begin to say the right things to yourself. Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Let's rise to our feet, please. The Bible says that we all, with your unveiled face, beholding as a mirror the glory of God, of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of God. So that's what is important. When you see